A bilingual children's book written in Mirrawong and English has been launched this week in Kununurra. Dungenaning Mungatha, Hungry Spider, was written and illustrated by Angie Dingle, who is a Mirrawong teacher at the Mirrama Language Centre's NEST program for children and adults. It's taken 12 months for this original story to be written, published and launched, and also produced as an animated story through the Mirrama Language Centre. I caught up with Sophie Hogarth, one of the facilitators at the NEST, and Angie Dingle, who starts by reading the opening lines of her story.
Dungaranging Mangatang, Hungry Spider. Kelilip Megani Nginayayan Dungaranging Mangatang. Tatpany Riai and Maigin. Once upon a time, there was a very hungry spider. He was looking for something to eat.
Oh, what a classic start. A whole new generation of children are going to go on a journey with the hungry spider in Mirrawong now. Well, you better tell me now about the hungry spider.
Oh, the spider was hungry, gone looking for feed, something to eat. Meet up with a mother animal, insect.
And Angie, what does he eat along the way?
Nothing.
Nothing?
He didn't find any food to eat.
So he's getting really hungry. How was the spider feeling by this stage?
I don't know, he was getting more hungry. Till in the end, he came out like this cockroach. And the cockroach was hungry and it ate the spider.
The cockroach was hungry and it ate the spider.
Yeah, in the end. But I got the old people to help me with the Mirrawong. Mainly them long words. Verbs in Mirrawong. Giniayan, Giriayan. And Detpa, Mayagin.
What about words for all the animals? Did you already know those, Angie?
Yeah, I've got teaching them kids in class. Mangatang, Ngoring, Pilbiljing, Ngiwun, Kumbilang, Spider, Fly, Mosquito, Cockroach, Grasshopper, and Karorang, Butterfly.
It's wonderful. Sophie, turning to you now, how important is it as the Older Years Language NEST facilitator to have locally made stories written in local languages like Mirrawong when you are teaching?
It's a really important aspect of what we do here at the Language NEST. As the Mirrawong teachers, it's really special for them to be able to make their resources that they then use in class to teach the kids. So the whole process of making the book is in itself a language learning activity for the Mirrawong teachers, but also when the book is finished, it provides such a rich, useful tool for those Mirrawong teachers to teach language.
And I like how Angie was involving the elders in the development of the book, because a language is only as good as all its speakers, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And considering Mirrawong is a revival language, that's a really important. And it's really important for the old people and the younger generations to work together for that intergenerational transfer of language.
And have you been able to use the Hungry Spider already in a NEST class?
Not yet. We're waiting for the release of the book.
Oh, so exciting.
But it coincides with the curriculum. So we teach a unit on insects, and a lot of the words, the vocabulary for the animals, for the insects is in that unit. So it will become a really great resource to work coincide with the resources for that unit.
Because the NEST has had to create all its own learning materials right from scratch, hasn't it, Sophie?
It has, yeah. It's been a big process. And even deciding on words that we teach, you know, there's lots of animals. And we do that collaboratively with the elders and our Mirawong staff to choose which words are important for those kids to learn.
Angie, what has it been like to see your book published, to hold a book in your hands that you have written and illustrated?
Good. To teach them kids, them smaller kids.
Sophie, do you have other plans to create more books like Angie's Hungry Spider?
Yeah, I hope so, for sure. That we do have a lady in the Elder Youth team working on a Darwang book at the moment, so that's for country unit. And, yeah, we're very encouraging of any staff who'd like to create a book to do so. But it is a big process and, one that people don't undertake lightly.
And when the book was launched earlier this week, can you describe to me how you celebrated?
We had a book launch yesterday here at the centre, where we showed, we introduced the book and the author Angie, and we had a really lovely celebration with service providers and Mirawong people here at the centre. We also have an e-book, an animated version of this book. So we showed that. The Dungani Mangatang book is available as an e-book, thanks to a little project that we did here at the centre. So it's been animated, so all of Ants keeping their original drawings of Angie's, and it's been animated with sound and Angie's voice. So that's available on our Learn Mirawong app, so you can download it and actually listen to the book as an e-book.
That's the Older Years Language Nest facilitator Sophie Hogarth and Angie Dingle, author and illustrator of her first book called Dungenaning Mungatha, Hungry Spider. She's also a language teacher at the Nest, and they're both with the Mirama Darwang Wulab Gering Centre in Kununurra. Look out for The Hungry Spider as a book or as an animated story through the language app.